Regan Dean is our guest tonight. We're so delighted and honored to have her on the call. And as you saw from my email, Regan is from right here in Colorado. And I'm sure when she tells her story in a moment, she'll mention where she's from. I loved it during the training, Regan, when you said, I'm from Rifle. Well, actually, no, Rifle's too grand. I'm really from Silt, Colorado. I love that. But as you've seen, Regan is the most recent 39 Club Member of the Year at our last Elton Awards last October. And, folks, that's a very, very big deal. And by the time we finished hearing from Regan tonight, you'll understand why she was the 39 Club Member of the Year. And as you also will have seen, that she has owned bricks and mortar business before. And for every possible reason, she's delighted that she doesn't anymore. So without any further ado, Regan, I'll introduce you and ask you to tell us your story.
All right. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for inviting me to be your guest speaker. It's quite an honor. And you and Jenny have always been people I have looked up to. And you guys have always made me feel very welcome. And so it's easy to succeed in an environment when it is created by people like you. So thank you so much.
Thanks.
So I have been with Juice Plus for 8.5 years. I was introduced to Juice Plus by somebody who worked for Richard and I through my brother, actually. And I wouldn't even look at it because I'm one of those people that I don't do very well taking vitamin pills. They make me very nauseous. And so the last thing that I wanted to hear about was some get-rich-quick vitamin company. And so I meant to look at the information. I really liked the girl that gave me the information, but she gave me probably every brochure ever made by Juice Plus and every CD. And it was in a folder, and every time I would go pick up my kids from carpool, I would turn the corner, and it would all fly down into the passenger side car well. And I really did mean to look at it, but I would spend the next 10 minutes picking it all up. And she never called me back. So about 3 weeks later, I threw it in the garbage, never even looked at it. So about a year went by, and I blew my knee out skiing, getting ready for a big bike race, and I my daughter's little friend put me on my skis, and there went my ACL. So I wasn't healing as well as I should be, and my brother by then had fallen in love with the product and become a Juice Plus distributor, and he called me again and basically coerced me into going to a wellness presentation, which we never do, but he's my brother, so he could get away with it. And I went there basically kicking and screaming, like, oh, my gosh, I have to go to this thing. And when I heard that it was just food, I thought, okay, well, if it's just food, it won't upset my stomach. And I found out I could get it for free for my kids. And so I went ahead and signed my husband and I up on the children's health study. And on the way out the door, because I have seven other network marketing experiences, I turned around and said to them, okay, now how these things work, how much is it to be a distributor? And they told me $50, and I figured out that I was going to save just $10 over the cost of my own product, and I thought, well, I'll keep the $10, thank you very much, plus my husband's order. So that's really honestly why I got started. And what happened was when I was walking out that door, Heather Allen, who is my national marketing director now, she handed me three, at the time they were tapes way back then, handed me three tapes. And when I listened to them, it just got better and better. And so I handed those off to a girlfriend of mine, Ellen Lewis, who's now a national marketing director. And halfway through one of them, she called and said, I don't know what it is, just sign me up. And I said, well, you know how these things work, just sign up as a distributor. So never had any intention of really building a business. Richard and I own several businesses. We started a franchise called Squeeze here in Denver. We still have that. We've invested millions and millions of dollars trying to get that off the ground. We have a home building company, which, you know, times are tough right now there. Thank God for Juice Plus. He does land development. We've done lots of things. And so I really wasn't looking to get another opportunity going. But what happened is I was riding my bike, I ended up falling in love with the product and ended up telling our entire cycling team. And about a year later, I panicked because my tech was around $800 a month, and I hadn't really done anything but tell people about it while I was on my bike. People would ask, and they'd say, where do I get it? I'd say, I don't know, I guess from me, and I'd get their credit card and come put their order in. So that's really what happened. And so, you know, I panicked because I had forgotten about the research. I'd forgotten that it was just food. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what if it's one of those things because of my previous experiences? I called Ellen up and I said, hey, there's this conference down in Phoenix. Now, it's warm there. It's cold here in March. And I said, let's go down and make sure this thing is legit. And we'll go down there, and it's probably going to be a big rah-rah session. So when that happens, you and I will leave, and there's a pool on top, and we'll just go up, and we'll drink margaritas and pina coladas, say, put it on the room tab, and our husbands will be stuck at home with the kids for 3 days. She said, count me in. So off we went down to Phoenix, and it was that conference that totally changed my life. There was a medical panel there that, I mean, I couldn't believe we were getting trained on the immune system, which I eat that stuff up anyway, by Dr. Du Bois. We got trained on children's health by Dr. Sears. Dr. Tolzer was there. I mean, it was just this amazing medical board. And I walked out of that conference, and I had my BlackBerry on my belt, and my husband called, and he jokingly said to me, did they sing songs and hold hands? Because that's happened before. That's one of the ones we quit. So, and I said, oh, my gosh, no, it was amazing. And I'm going to be a national marketing director. I don't know how I don't tell people about this product knowing what I know. And Ellen said, well, I'm right behind you, because she wanted to not go. So I said, I'm going to do it in 2 years. I mean, people need to know about this. So I came home thinking I was, you know, I was in. And with every event, and this will happen, if you haven't gone to an event yet, this will happen to you. Monday happens. You come home, you think, okay, this is it, I'm going to do this. And Monday, wait, you wake up, and this little person that sits on your left shoulder and whispers in your ear tells you how crazy you are, what are you thinking, you don't even want to do this. And that happened to me. So I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to do that. And right after conference, somebody invited me to go to hear about the marketing plan at Sean and Jennifer Myers' house. And so I went, and I was watching Jennifer do the marketing plan, and I said afterwards, I went up to Sean, and I said, this is easy. You guys just teach people how to qualify their business with a customer base and then teach other people how to do the same thing. I could be a national marketing director. And he said, really? Huh. Well, we'll see. We'll see. And I don't know why, but that just really made me mad. I was so irritated, and I said, yeah, well, we will see, buddy. And I'll never forget, I left their house thinking, how dare him challenge me like that? We will see. And I turned the corner on the freeway, and I thought, oh, my gosh, now I have to do this, and I don't even want to. So why
do you think Sean could see right through you, Reagan?
Yeah, well, Sean and I think a lot alike, and I think he probably has seen so many people say that have never done anything.
Well, my guess, though, knowing Sean well, is that he also understood what motivates you.
He's a very good people reader, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then what happened is I came home, and the next day I woke up, and then I got really skeptical about the business. And I thought, you know what, this isn't going to work. None of the other ones worked. And I actually worked with Amway quite consistently for 5 years and never made any money. And, I mean, we have Amway to thank for, the network marketing business model. And also they have some really great products. But their business system, it wasn't my thing. And I really did put a concerted effort into that. And so I thought, it's not going to work either. So I thought, well, I'm just going to do exactly what they tell me to, and if it works, great. And if not, well, it was $50. And so I did. Sean and Jennifer would put on a wellness presentation. I would put one on my calendar, and I just did exactly what they told me to do and figured I didn't have the energy or the time to reinvent the wheel. And 2 years later, I was a national marketing director.
2 years.
2 years. Yep, from the conference. Now get this one, to the day that I said 2 years is the day I got promoted, and didn't even know it until I looked back.
So looking back on that brilliant story, Reagan, one of the things I picked up was that what you saw Jennifer do when she explained how our business works, the marketing plan, show someone how to qualify their business, help them qualify their business, and then teach other people to do the same, the bottom line is you saw something that was really simple.
Really simple. this is, you know, this is an easy thing to do. It's hard work. I mean, I work hard, but it's not hard work. You know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can keep it super, super simple and keep the fun in your business, you can go really fast. And part of that, the hard part, is sometimes getting out of your own way. You know, being willing to fail your way forward. I love that book by John Maxwell because it's true. And, you know, I have certainly done some things that I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, I've got one story where some people are so, you know, they're so worried about what they're going to say if it's right, and so they just don't say anything, which, you know, it's kind of like not shooting the ball. You're never going to make the basket. But, I mean, I have done some doozy things. I had one situation where I had flown to North Carolina to visit my team and had spent the time with Dr. Odom, and he did an amazing Prevention Plus talk. And on my trip home, there was this big pregnant lady getting on the plane, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I hope she sits by me. And sure enough, she and her husband slid right into my aisle. And out of my mouth, what I said was, did you know that the number one reason why women die in pregnancy is from preeclampsia? And as soon as I said it, I went, blooper, you want to take it and stuff it back in. You know, you just can't even believe that came out of your mouth. And they looked at me like I was the biggest freak, and I beat myself up for about 2 hours of the four-hour flight, and then afterwards I started laughing, thinking, you know what, that'll never happen again.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. So what's the worst that could happen? You know, they didn't hit me. You know, they did think I was very strange, but, you know, that's how we learn. And so you've got to be willing to put yourself out there sometimes and just realize that you're not going to do it perfect, and sometimes it doesn't even matter.
So it sounds like that's maybe the one piece of advice you would give all of us on this call tonight and anybody listening to the recording, in the context of keeping it super simple, which is to be willing to make a mistake, be willing to mess up.
Absolutely. Yeah, be willing to mess up.
In the words of Paula, who I was with in Dallas last week, she told her newest team member, make a mess. Just go and make a mess. It's okay.
Go make a mess and clean it up later. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good advice because certainly, you know, unfortunately, I call me a 20%er. I'm one of those 1 in 5 people who has to have it all down, has to have read everything, has to know everything so that I can answer any question before I will open my mouth. And it's sad that I am that way, but I am that way. And the best antidote to that is to tell me, look, go make a mess. Don't fret about it. Go make a mess.
Well, and even if you're one of those people, you still have to be willing to fail because you still will.
Yeah.
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 And I was telling my team this week, we had a team call, and we were talking about act as if. And I was re-listening to The Secret the other day on a walk, and that just hit me because, you know, when I look back on the way that I built my business, a lot of people say, well, when I get to sales coordinator, then I'll go and do a lunch and learn at a doctor's office. Or when I get to national marketing director, then I'll speak in public or whatever it is. And unfortunately, that's backwards. It doesn't really work that way. When I was a sales coordinator, Leslie Shermack, who's the national marketing director now up in Minnesota, she was just getting her business going, and they didn't get a lot of Prevention Plus speakers up there then. So I said, well, I guess it's me. I guess I'll come up and do one. And, you know, was I scared? Absolutely. But I did my homework. I put together a decent PowerPoint. We had 80 people, and that was the beginning of them having lots of Prevention Plus lectures up there. So,
great job.
You know, that's when I decided, okay, I can do this. And what's the worst that could happen?
Absolutely.
You know?
Listen, there are a couple of things I picked up out of your training that I wanted you to comment on tonight. One of those is, and we've heard this before, but I thought the way you explained it was especially good. It's for the new person to tell their friends and family, tell all the people that have written down on their memory jogger that they've started a new business and they're having a grand opening, which is just an invitation.
Well, first of all, if you've ever seen any business, like a traditional store open, they always have a grand opening. And even though we don't have four walls, we are the store. And so our goal with the grand opening is to get the word out. And what we do is we set up 3 or 4, and I like to do 4, events that are really close together. They could actually be over a 4-day period or a 2-day period, or we could do 2 this week and 2 next week, whatever works in their schedule. But our goal at the end of the grand opening is for every single person that they know, love, and care about, know about Juice Plus and that fact that they can get it through them. That's what the goal of the grand opening is to do. And if
Brilliant.
We do a good job with that, they'll probably hit their 10-1-10 by the second or the third event easily.
Yep.
And so one of the things that we do on our invitation is, you know, I would love your support. It's my grand opening. I'd love for you to know about Juice Plus, and I would love your support. Which one can you come to?
That's right. That's putting a little bit of pressure on them, not too much.
Nope.
But it's saying, hey, you're my friend, you're my family member, I need your support.
Yeah, I would love your support, and I think you're going to love the information. So keeping it that simple, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and realizing that we have the right to ask for people to take a peek at it, but we don't have the right to decide yes or no. And so letting those people decide if this is an option for them, you know, everybody needs more fruits and vegetables, and it is a great option, but getting over the fact that they might be buying something from you. They're going to get something from somebody anyway. 90% of the people take a supplement, and why wouldn't we want our people we love and care about to have the very best, most medically researched nutritional product, or at least have the opportunity to say yes or no? And that's the purpose of the grand opening.
Absolutely. And the beauty of using that kind of verbiage is that it's very clear to everybody that yes, they're going to hear about the product Juice Plus, but clear that there's a business, a real business, that this new person is excited about.
Absolutely.
So they're sowing seeds for the business as well, even though they're not necessarily talking about the business. So that takes me to the second thing I picked up out of your great training, and I hope everybody who hears this call goes to teamjp.net or to the virtual office and goes through the webinar, which is your training from Long Beach, because it really, really is good. But the second thing I picked up was more verbiage, great verbiage, where when you want someone to take a look at your business, you don't say, I love you to look at my business. You say, why don't you take a peek?
Yes. First of all, nobody wants a business. I mean, that's the bad word. That's a B word. And everybody is busy. So, but they definitely are open to taking a peek. And that's another word I use a lot is, you know, if you're open. Everybody's open. Everybody's health-minded. And everybody will take a peek. Just ask them.
Love it.
So I'll just
take
say, you know,
peek.
If you're open, I don't know if this is for you, so I like to take it away a little bit from them too. Because human nature, if you, you know, read a book on human nature, because human nature is actually a hysterical game that we all play. But human nature is that if I have a beautifully wrapped gift or I have a really tasty-looking piece of candy in my hand, you want it. But if I tell you I'm not sure if you can have it, you want it more.
Hmm.
So if I say to somebody, you know, and what I say to people is, like, you know, I don't know if this is for you, but I'm looking to partner with people who are. Now, when I say people who are, if I've done a good job and asked them enough questions about themselves before, you know, let's say that I was talking to, I don't know, a teacher, and I asked her, you know, well, what is it that you like about teaching? And she says, well, I love the fact that I get to make a difference in children's lives. I might just feed that right back to that person and say, you know, I'm looking for people who actually want to make a difference in children's lives, actually in their health and nutrition, because they'll be able to learn better. You know, I don't know if this is for you, but I'd love to have you take a peek at what we're up to. And then I take it away again. I say, you know, we're really selective about the people that we bring on because we have an amazing training program, and we partner with you forever. So would you like to take a peek at what we're up to?
See, there you go again. We partner with you forever. That's great verbiage, mm-hmm. Reagan.
Yep, because we
it.
Do. I'm not lying to
yeah,
them.
We do.
And, you know, here's the other side of that. So I'm not trying to manipulate them there. I'm kind of trying to eliminate them. And I know that's kind of sounds like a sassy way to say it. If they don't eliminate, they end up on my team. Because when we start somebody out that joins our team, I want to know what their commitment level is. I kind of want to know where they're going to fall. Are they going to be somebody that's just, you know, casually doing this, or are they somebody that really would like to have this be something that makes a difference or makes some income or whatever their reasons are? Because, you know what, I'm investing my time into that person. And if I do a good job in the beginning, I can determine for myself, are they going to be worth that investment? Because, you know, I have a family too, and I can easily go out to dinner with my family versus showing up for somebody who is just kind of, who knows what they're up to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think kind of being a little bit more firm in the way that we bring people on, I think what it does is it breeds confidence into the fact that you know what you're doing and that you can actually lead them.
Totally. And one of the ways that you can, in a very nice way, eliminate the wrong people is through what we have for years and years called the three-way call, but
mm-hmm.
you've renamed it. What do you call it?
Well, we just say a touch-base call, and we use that for coaching as well. So I'll just say, you know, would you like to touch base with a friend of mine, or I'd love for you to meet a friend of mine, and here's why. And so I'm going to make it, we always focus on something I call tiny form, and that's their interests, not yours, and then asking questions around form, which is family, occupation, recreation, and money. And so, you know, if I've asked them enough questions around tiny form, I might say, gosh, you know what, I know you're up in the Eagle County. I would love for you to meet a friend of mine, you know, Nick and Jenny Daly, because they are amazing. I'm going to build you up with that, and I wonder if we could touch base with them at some point this week.
Right.
So touch base works great. You know, and the other thing is coaching calls. That's really more where we use that. People don't really want to be coached, but they love to touch base. And that way they know that you're still holding their hand, you're still there. You know, let's touch base, and we don't have to do this long, drawn-out one-on-one coaching stuff. I mean, it's, you know, let's just get them into activity and help them make some money and be successful.
So keeping it simple, by using a real warm and fuzzy phrase like a touch base call, touching base, what struck me when I first heard this from our folks in Phoenix, when you went down and trained them, because they were really, really excited about this whole idea, it resonated with them in a big way, is that the three-way call, I mean, that's the technology. That's what you order from your telephone company to allow you to do three-way calls. But so that means the three-way is, it's the what and the how, but the why is to touch base. The reason
exactly.
to do the call is to touch base. And that brings me to the last thing I wanted you to talk to us about, which is another thing that came out of your great training, which was the golden circle, the difference between the what, the how, and the why, as explained by Simon Sinek, who, by the way, is English, I noticed from his video.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, the why, the what, and the how.
Well, I actually ran into this through TED.com, which I frequent occasionally because there's always such amazing things, amazing people that get to speak at that conference, and inspiring leaders. Of course, I wanted to watch that one, and I found this Start With Why with Simon Sinek, and I know other people have read the book as well. But people are more inspired by why you do something versus what you do. They're more inspired by your passion, and so Mick, for somebody like you who wants to know all the facts and the details, we call that maybe a blue personality type, right? Those information type people really want to give everybody all the what, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people will go, whoa, I didn't even ask to know that, and so they shut their ears off. And one of the things that we've changed is a lot of the training that we've gotten, or a lot of the ways that I think naturally we want to talk about Juice Plus, is we hear somebody mention one thing that may lead into talking about the product Juice Plus, and we say, well, have you heard of Juice Plus? And immediately people are going to shut their ears off versus the why, then the how, then the what. So, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that your kids are sick. You know, in fact, we've been able to stay healthier by getting more fruits and vegetables in our body every single day. It's been a great thing it's so important for us to stay healthy. And we do that with a product called Juice Plus. You know, if you're open, I'd love to share. So it's a little bit backwards to where you kind of want to keep listening versus, oh, have you heard of Juice Plus? It's 17 fruits and vegetables and grains, and you could be so much healthier. And since I've been taking Juice Plus, I've already shut my ears off.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, here it comes, versus, gosh, you know, it's so important to be healthy, isn't it? Yeah, you know, and I use a lot of, we call those tie-down questions, a lot of confirmation questions. If you're talking about verbiage, instead of telling, because telling is selling. None of us want to be salespeople, and we don't want our people to be salespeople. We want them to be service people. If you find that you're telling and you're telling and you're telling and you're telling about Juice Plus, then you are selling and you're selling, you're selling, you're selling. So asking questions throughout a conversation and using some tie-down questions like, you know, is it important for you to get more fruits and vegetables in your diet? Do you think that could help you stay healthier? Or using a tie-down question like, gosh, it's hard to get lots of fruits and vegetables today, isn't it? You sound like you're interested in knowing a better way to stay healthy, aren't you? So using some of those questions where you start to get some agreement throughout a conversation, because in a regular conversation, when you're sitting down and having coffee with somebody, usually it's not one person going blah, 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 blah. There's back and forth. That's a normal conversation. So I think some of us get so nervous that we stop listening and we're trying to think about what we're going to say next instead of just really listening and responding and clarifying, just taking a deep breath and just being people and caring about people.
I couldn't agree more, Reagan. If there's one skill that it would make a huge difference for us all to master, it's the skill of real conversation where we are asking people questions. We may be leading the conversation. We may even be leading it in the direction that we want it to go, but we're doing it by asking people questions and letting the other person do the talking.
Yeah, because you can, if you're a good listener, you can kind of lead the conversation to the point that you want to make without it being all about you.
Yep. And so back to the golden circle with the why at the center, because it's the why that communicates. But before we have earned the right to tell someone else our why, that is the reason that we love Juice Plus, the reason we do what we do in sharing Juice Plus and building a virtual franchise, before we've earned that right, we need to hear their why. We need to ask the right questions to understand that that teacher loves to teach because they want to make a difference in the lives of children.
Exactly. I would say to them, you know, I mean, just like I said with taking a peek, I mean, I might even say something like, oh, so what I'm hearing you say, I might confirm, is that you love helping children. Well, you know what? Well, one of the things I love to do is help children too because, you know, I'm going to start out with that passion, and I've found that I'm able to help more children through our virtual franchise by representing a product called Juice Plus. Have you heard of it? Or, you know, if you're open, I'd love to share more.
Okay, before we open up for questions, Reagan, in that context, have you discovered any way that it works really well for you to help someone on your team to discover their why? Not necessarily the why they are building a business, but what is it that is deeply in their heart in terms of their values and their beliefs that they can connect to this as a business?
Yeah, and that actually needs to be done before they sign the distributor application. I call it getting their number. So what I will ask them while we are in, I call it an interview, while we're in the interview process, if we're going to work together, if it's a good fit, we're going to see if it's a good fit, I'm going to ask them, so there's lots of options out there. What is it that you see about the Juice Plus virtual franchise that intrigues you? What would you hope to achieve here? And if they said, oh, gosh, you know, if I could make an extra $500 a month, what will that allow you to do that you can't do now? And why is that important to you? So getting to that why, because, see, people get confused between their why, which is your motivation, and your goals. And I will tell you that half of the time or more, when I get to that level of we really needing to understand what it is they want to accomplish, I get tears from people, and that's before they sign the application. You know, because we're tapping into that passion, and I'm like, okay, I can work with that. You know, if they say I want to make $1,000 a month, okay, that's awesome. We're going to shoot for that, but let's first start by getting you to the $500. Then we'll reset sale for the $1,000. Or I'll explain to them, you know, for you to get to $1,000 a month, you've got to have not only your own business qualified, but two or three people that are coming along qualified as well. So that's what we shoot for. And that helps us to set up the game plan right in the beginning to where now we can talk about not only are we going to share Juice Plus, but I want you to be thinking about who would be really fun for you to partner with. And let's get a hold of them and talk to them now. Or let's get them to that first event. What's our next step? So we're always thinking next steps.
And the power in what you just said, it seems to me, is that you've established the what, and the what is 500 a month or 1,000 a month. That's the easily measured goal. They know when they've made it, and it's important that a goal is measured in that way.
Exactly.
You've also established the how, and the how is the activity. It's what needs to happen in order to make 500 a month or 1,000 a month. But in that interview, you've gone beyond and you've gone way deeper than the what or the how to the why.
Exactly.
What will that money allow you to do that you can't do now? What kind of difference will that make to you and your family? And when that's why tears start to flow, because when that person goes to that place, that is the heart of the matter.
Yes, and you know, it was so neat because the other night we did a training at my house, and we were doing these practice cards, and we made up this little game, and everybody's kind of running around doing these cards. And one of my gals, Heather Clark, who is just one of the most precious people on my team, somebody asked her what one of the cards, she had to explain what it is she had been able to accomplish with her residual income. And she couldn't even talk because she got to take her kids to Disneyland. That was her dream. And I think it was Disney World, actually. And Disneyland. It was Disneyland. And she couldn't even speak because she actually had that accomplished. And it was just neat to be able to see that still moved her, that she was able to do that. She used to cry about it before, but now she's even more emotional about it because she actually achieved it. And it was just neat, and it really motivated everybody else in the whole room just to see that, gosh, you know, that dreams do come true. Put a little work into it, and it's amazing what you can create, you know?
That's brilliant. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to star six and mute yourself, unmute yourself, please start firing your questions at Reagan, because as you can tell, Reagan has really mastered what it takes, not just to succeed in this business, but to help other people succeed. So let's have your questions.
Hey,
don't
Reagan,
be shy.
This is Sharon in Casa Grande, Arizona.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Along the same line with finding someone for your team, is it necessary that they should be on the product and get their own story first, or can it happen simultaneously, or what?
You know what? I think it can happen simultaneously. And in fact, I would say most of my leaders, I came on simultaneously. Most of my leaders did too.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to share the bit. You know what? I lead with the business a lot, but I still keep Juice Plus a superstar. So that's where I think people are getting kind of confused. And do you care if I talk about that for a minute, Mick?
Please do.
Okay. So there's so many people out there right now that are looking for an opportunity, okay? And, you know, don't be afraid. I'll give you an example. The other day I went to go buy a present at the Origins counter, and I started talking to this gal. She's actually from England, and I asked her how long she'd been here and what did she do in England. Well, she owned her own business, and I said, well, do you not own your own business here? And she says, no, I wish I did. And I said, oh, really, what was it? And she said, well, I sewed curtains, and I said, well, how'd you end up at Origins? And, you know, I'm just asking her questions, and I said, do you like your job? She said, I like the product, I hate the job. I said, well, why do you do it? Well, I just need the extra income. And I said, well, you know, if you'd still like to own your own business, I said, I don't know if this is for you, but I'm looking to partner with, told her the same thing. You know, I just said that people that are able to work independently, and I'd love to have you, you know, take a peek at what we're up to. Now, obviously, you have to be into health and nutrition as much as I am, and you have to love Juice Plus and really understand the concept for it to be a good fit. So how about if I give you a link to watch about our product, and I gave her some of the chewables. Once you try these with your kids. And before I even got that out, she said, how do I order it? And I said, well, from me. So I'm actually having coffee with her on Wednesday to join my team and order the product.
Great.
And what you did is really simple.
It was really simple. I didn't go into a long dissertation. I didn't talk about how great Juice Plus was or any of the research. All I did was invite her to take a peek at an opportunity, send her home to watch the video. She did. And honestly, she was sold because she tasted the gummies and goes, how do I get these? So, you know, we don't have to have a big relationship with people before they join your team. And I've had people say, well, I'm still dripping on this person. I'm still creating a relationship with this person. In the meantime, somebody else like me is going to walk in there and say, you know what? I don't know if this is for you, but I'm looking to partner with health-minded people. Why don't you take a peek? And I don't even have to know them, and they're going to join my team. You know, and I don't want to be in competition with you. I'm just saying that you don't, you know, I always tell my team, don't be a drip, okay?
Don't be a drip.
Don't be a drip. Seriously. People, you know what, if I came to you and I said, you know what, somebody just showed me a great opportunity that's really fun. I think you could actually become really successful. Would you take a look at it? Can I come by? I would say yes and not even know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you?
Yes, you bet.
Yeah.
Okay, another question.
I have a question for you. I have three little kids, and they're often in, like we have swim lessons at the Y, and we have a gymnastics class, and I sent out flyers, I brought flyers, the coach at the gym said it was okay, and I left a bunch of gummies, and I talked to some of the parents there, and I didn't get any RSVPs, and same thing with the Y, and so I'm wondering, you know, how can I tap this area of the group area, you know, I'm walking around, I'm individually talking, introducing myself, and, you know, hey, I'm doing this great presentation, you know, about the Healthy Happy Kids campaign, and it's about a fantastic product. I'd love for you to come. Which time would be better for you? And then they tell me, and then I don't get anybody's phone numbers, but I just say, you know, if you can RSVP, that would be fantastic. I'd love to have you. Uh-huh. And nobody came.
Well, why didn't you get their phone numbers, can I ask?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just... I think that's one of the challenges that I have to face for myself. Of
what are you afraid of?
Coming across as being too pushy, I suppose.
Okay. You're not. You're being professional. So one of the things that I would say is that, look, I've got limited seating. I only have room for 10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to come? And if they say yes, which one works best for you, you write their name and a spot on your sign-up sheet.
Oh,
and say,
okay.
Look, I'm going to need to confirm seats because I know I'm going to have a waiting list.
Okay.
You know, what's the best time to catch you and what's your phone number? Because remember that the reason that events work, and the reason why you always want an event on your calendar, whether it's at your house or lunch or whatever, is because it opens up the door for you to be able to get information to that person whether they come or not.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to follow up
so
with them. Okay.
I don't hand out flyers. I think it's a waste of time, quite honestly.
Okay.
It doesn't work for me either.
Okay.
I would rather have my sign-up sheet and say, look, you know, this is what I'm up to. Would you like to come? It's going to be a really fun evening. And, you know, I always tease people and say, worst case scenario, come enjoy a glass of wine on me and you might learn something. You know, keep it light.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'll try that. Thank you.
So, but on the other hand, I think really asking some questions and making it more about them.
Okay.
And how interested are you in your children's health? How is your family doing on getting enough fruits and vegetables? Did your kids get the flu this season? You know, you can strike up that conversation and say, the reason I'm asking you this is because I'm looking for health-minded moms who want to know of ways to get their kids healthier. In fact, I'm doing an event at my home. You know, is this something that you would be interested in hearing more about?
Okay.
So you're giving some permission to talk further, and they say, yeah. So, well, gosh, you know, I've got this date or this date. Which one works better for you? And then say, look, you know, I've got limited seating. Last time we had a waiting list, I don't need to. You can tell a little white lie about that, okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So I need to know what's the best number to confirm with you because I want to make sure, you know, you're coming. And if you can't, if you could also please let me know, hand them your card, and then get their email, and then send them, you know, a confirmation that they're coming. Thank you. I'm so excited you can come with your phone number so that they can, you know, let you know if they can't come. And if they can't come, you can then call them and say, I'm so sorry. You know, I'd hate for you to wait till next month. You know, if you're open, I can have you watch the same DVD we showed. It's only 10 minutes long.
Okay.
And then you say, gosh, could you watch that tonight or tomorrow? How about if I give you a call tomorrow or the next day, which is, you know, what's the best time to catch? And you set up an exact appointment because this is what you want to say. I know you're going to love the information.
Okay.
I know you're going to have some questions, and I'd love to be able to answer those for you at that time.
Okay. Boy, that's great. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So you're not being pushy by setting the appointment. I'll tell you what pushy is.
Okay.
And if you came to conference, you saw the picture of the zebra with the lion on the motorcycle with the lion chasing him.
Oh, I've only been in the business for a couple of months, so.
Okay, well, I have a picture
of
this lion that's chasing a zebra who's on a motorcycle trying to get away. Okay.
Okay.
None of us want to be, you know, the lion that's chasing the motorcycle, you know, with a zebra on it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But where people feel like that is when you don't set up a time with them and you're not clear and you don't have an exact appointment and you say, oh, and you're saying, oh, it's such important information, and then you, well, call me next week or let me know or I'll call you tomorrow or the next day. All of a sudden they're going, oh, it wasn't that important. And they don't even maybe consciously think that, but subconsciously something, that energy changes inside of them.
Okay.
And everything you just said goes out the window because you didn't even care enough to say, gosh, you know what, I'm going to be of service to you, and I'm going to make sure that you get your questions answered, and this is really important.
Okay.
Because then you're going to call them, and they're not there. You're going to call them, they're not there. You're going to call them, and now you feel like, oh, I'm being pushy. I don't like being this pushy salesperson. And you are being pushy because you didn't set up the time.
Okay.
And you are being pushy because you're not being professional.
Exactly. So I just say to people, you know what, I hate to play phone tag, and so I know you're busy, and I know I'm busy. So do you mind if we just set up an exact time, you know, just for a few minutes at 10 o'clock on Tuesday? Does that work for you?
Okay.
And you might even say something, okay, I'm writing it in my calendar. You're writing it in your calendar, too. Is this the best number to catch you? Okay, I'll call you exactly at 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay. Now, the events have come and gone. It was this weekend, Friday, Saturday. And so this week, here I am, I'm back at the Y, and there's all these people here, and I'm, like, feeling a little bit embarrassed, you know, like, nobody came.
Well, they don't know that nobody came.
Well, no, they don't. But so now what can I do? Can I sort of, should I show up with, like, a, I don't know. I mean, you mentioned before a calendar. Here I am, I'm thinking of, like, a registration form on a clipboard,
yeah.
You know, with, like, the date and, you know, time slot that I want. And
I'm so sorry we missed you at the last event. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this something that you have an interest in? Because I have those every month. And they
okay.
might say, yeah, but, you know, I don't really want to come to an event. You know, gosh, if you're open, I can actually just send you to, we have a video online. Are you able to watch a video online? And, you know, I'd love to get your opinion. I think you'll love the information.
Okay.
Okay, so ask some more questions, I think.
Okay.
So you're not just pouncing on them.
Yeah, I'm not a question master.
Well,
I
you know what? There is some great training, you know, and I can actually send you guys, and Mick, I'll send this to you. You guys can post it up on your website. There's some high-yielding questions. We have a high-yielding questions worksheet that we use.
Okay.
And I recommend you keep it with you, one in your purse,
okay.
one in your car, right by your phone so that you can ask those questions because, you know, until you've practiced, that's a skill.
Yeah.
And all skills can be learned.
Right. I would really like that. Thank you, Reagan.
Okay,
that would
yeah.
be great.
So I will get that to Mick for you guys.
Thank you.
I'm glad you've, in a sense, you've reaffirmed that it's okay to be professional in what we do.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you, the psychology of the word professional, we could spend another hour on it, and we don't have that time.
Mm-mm.
But I will offer this, and you don't need to comment, because I do want to have other people ask you a couple more questions, Reagan. But to me, professional means being of good service, and you commented on that. We are able to serve people if we are professional about the way we do it. And that doesn't mean to say we got to look impressive. It just means that we do the right things in the right way, and you just described very, very well, and thank you for doing that. Let me ask for one or two more questions.
Reagan, this is Gary James from Casa Grande.
Hi there.
I got a question for you about the website, trying to find out whether or not I can actually get a number from somewhere as to how many hits are on the Juice Plus website.
On your Juice Plus website?
That, yes.
You know, I don't think there is a way for that.
Okay.
Did you say how many hits, Gary?
Right. How many inquiries?
Oh, how many people visiting?
That is correct.
Like
no,
there's no way.
Your personal website?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, they're
on
not.
My personal
they're not
Juice Plus website.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think so.
No, there's no way. There's no way that can be tracked by us, and the company certainly doesn't track it. Clearly, you would like to know, Gary.
Yes, I would. I would like to know if it's beneficial to even have the website versus me going out, meeting, and talking to individuals.
Well, okay. Yes, it is beneficial for you to have the website if you're sending people to your website. And you have a follow-up appointment to make sure that they did. But to randomly, like, throw it out on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, people probably are not most likely going to visit your website.
Correct.
Because I do that, I've never gotten anything from it, but I do it anyway. So you never know. You know, you might catch a fish if you throw out the bait. But, it, you know, it, I've never gotten anything. I've been doing it for 2 years. So, but I do have people visit my website all the time because I send them there and I set up a follow-up appointment to answer their questions. Or we do a web walk.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
This is Jenny again. If nobody else was going to chime in, I'll ask another question. I did an event, a health fair on Sunday yesterday, and I had a whopping 6 people register.
Uh-huh.
So I figured I would get on the phone tomorrow morning and touch base with folks who registered. And I was going to get with my sponsor, Nikki, and I just wanted to see if you had any tips on the best way to approach that and lock in some customers.
So it was like a trade show or a booth, that's what you did?
That's right.
And these are people you're going to follow up with?
That's right.
Did you set up an exact time with them?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So here's my philosophy on that. If you don't get them at the trade show, you probably aren't going to get them unless you set up an appointment with them.
Okay. So most of the folks put down emails. Some of them put down telephone numbers.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, then I would just call them and see what you can get. But at your next trade show,
yeah,
have your calendar out and say, look, you know, would you like to book an appointment?
Okay.
Because then you're professional again, you know. And here's the thing.
Okay.
You're busy, too. If you don't respect yourself and your own time, nobody else is going to either.
Yeah.
Especially when you start getting a big team.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, the whole thing about, it's kind of like church. They'll take as much time as you've got. Well, the same is true with your Juice Plus business. So for you to be able to schedule everything, in fact, Mick, you asked me to give one tip that I could leave with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing that holds people back is not having a good calendar system. And if you can run your business by appointment, you will get everything and more done. And
okay.
You'll have all the right activities in there. And you'll have plenty
okay.
of free time, and you won't be working all the time. I love this when people say, oh, I don't know if I want to be a national marketing director. You guys work all the time. And I'm thinking, have you been at my house? Really? I mean, I work when I work because I schedule everything I do I have an appointment for. Everything. So,
okay.
You know, for me,
great.
If you want to talk to me, we've got, and, you know, I'm not being rude about that, but I also don't have time to chase people down. It doesn't
yeah.
make me feel good, and they don't like it either. So I don't want to demotivate myself if I can help it.
Okay.
I do a good job of that already, so I don't need to do that through not setting up an appointment.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'll
yeah,
do
and you'll
that.
Be amazed. It's just like the doctor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor, well, guess what? If you've done a good job with starting with your why and really making it all about them, they'll move their calendar around to fit into you too. So you can just say something like, gosh, you know, I get home from picking up my kids at 3 o'clock. You know, would you have some time between 4 and 5? Or would tomorrow morning be better? You know, you always want to give them a choice, but
okay.
you're going to increase your odds. And you know what? Some people are still not going to be there because people are people. But then you do 3 strikes and you're out. And I know it should probably be more like 7 strikes and you're out, but honestly, I don't have time. I talk to too many people to worry about it.
Okay.
You know, and that's the other key. If you're not talking to enough people, one rejection can be the end of the world. If you're talking to a lot of people, you go, oh, those poor people don't get to be on Juice Plus. Whatever, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So,
Great. Thank you.
All right. Awesome.
So, Jenny, the folks that you do reach tomorrow, your first question will be, is this a good time? And
okay.
if they say, actually, no, then you'll make an appointment, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And the ones you don't have a phone number for, you'll email them, and you'll offer them an opportunity to chat on the phone, but ask them for a couple of times that are good for them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Cool.
Great. So, thing I have to add to that, though.
You bet.
Okay, on the time thing. Because, and I'm going to tell you why it holds people. I didn't tell you why, and I'm all about the why. If you don't set up an appointment and you say to somebody, which I know you all have done this because I have, and I know Mick has, I know Jenny has, if you say, I'll give you a call in the next week, or I'll talk to you next week, or I'll talk to you tomorrow, whatever, for the next week, you're running around going, I got to remember to call Susie. You're waking up in the middle of the night, I forgot to call Susie. Oh, wait, no, that's 2 days from now. And next thing you know, you've spent all this energy worried about keeping your integrity, which is exhausting. If you put it in your calendar, you don't even have to think about it again. You open it up on that Tuesday and go, oh, that's right, I'm supposed to call so-and-so at 2 o'clock. That's why you want to do this, because there's so much energy that we put out of being of service to people that's not one of those that's going to benefit you. You know, we want to spend our energy blessing people with information about Juice Plus product and our virtual franchise, not worrying about whether we're going to call them back on time. So if you set up that appointment, everything will work out for you. So.
That is fabulous advice, Reagan.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. My pleasure.
We owe you, and we'll do our best to pay you back at the Keystone Boot Camp in a couple of weeks.
Well, awesome. Well, I'll probably just have you guys do a call for my team. That'll work just perfect.
We would love to. Thanks again, Reagan.
I'd love to hear from you as well. So awesome. Well, thank you guys very much.
So everybody on the line, will say goodnight, and you can let Reagan know how much you appreciate her with your shouts and your cheers and your whoops. Go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Reagan.
Thanks, Reagan.
Thank
Take
you
care,
guys.
Girl. See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye again.